And you're very welcome back to the final half hour of Lifeline this morning. And now joining me on the phone, we have Breed O'Meara, who is the Director of Services at Aware. Good morning, Breed. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. I'm very well, thank you. And how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. Thanks very much for taking some time out of your day. So first thing first, can you tell us a bit about Aware and what it is?
Okay, so Aware is a national charity, a national mental health charity, and we provide information, education and support to people who are impacted by depression, bipolar disorder or mood-related conditions. So we provide services all over the country for people.
And how long has Aware been around?
Aware was founded in 1985 by Dr. Pat McKeown, who was a consultant psychiatrist who specialised in the area of depression and bipolar disorder. And himself and a small but very dedicated group of volunteers got together and they started Aware. And they started it because they realised that there was very little support out there at the time for people who were impacted by depression and bipolar disorder once they left hospital, because that would have been what happened at the time. Anybody who experienced depression or bipolar disorder were admitted to hospital for treatment. And then when they were discharged from hospital, there was very little support for them. That's why they started Aware.
So although we're in an age now where there's obviously a lot more organisations being started up to help people, we're still at the stage that more and more volunteers are needed to help deal with this like mass influx of people suffering from depression and bipolar. So
yes,
the support line that you have, can you tell us about that?
Certainly. So we have a support line. It's a free phone number, 1-800-80-48-48. And we operate that phone line from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 365 days a year. That's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 365 days a year. So people who are impacted in any way by depression or mood-related conditions, bipolar disorder, can call our line for support. And the line is facilitated by volunteers, Aware-trained volunteers. So the volunteers get very detailed training, very in-depth training, so that they are equipped to manage the calls that come on the line. Last year, in 2019, we answered 20,000 calls. Almost 21,000, 20,700 calls. And that was a 49% increase on the year before. We had a 35% increase in the number of calls to the line. So because there has been such an increase, we are looking to recruit additional volunteers, because we are very strong in the belief that it's vital that people who ring our line need to have their call answered. So if they pick up the phone and they're reaching out for help, we want to make sure that every call gets answered. So we are appealing to people at the moment if they have some spare time and would be willing to give 3 hours a week to Aware, that we would really welcome their application. And we would train them, like I say, very, very detailed in training, starting on February the 22nd this year, and that nobody would be put on the line to take calls without being completely prepared and ready to go on the line. So when people take calls on our line, then what we're doing is we're listening. So we're looking for people who are good listeners, because when somebody has something they want to talk about, oftentimes the biggest help we can give them is to listen and to allow them to verbalise how they're feeling or what's going on for them at the time. And then the next step we do is we explore helpful options with them. So we're not there to give advice, we're not there to diagnose, we're not there to direct people how to live their lives or what to do. We're there to help them to explore options that are available to them that could be helpful to them at the time that they made the call.
And you were saying there was 21,000 calls, if I'm not mistaken.
We answered 21,000 calls in 2019.
Although it's good there's a lot of people like reaching out trying to get the help, at the same time you're kind of wondering, it is a bad sign as well as a good, because they're willing to try get help, but at the same time the fact that so many calls are being made, especially in this day and age, kind of knocks you for six, to say the least, like, because you don't think that there'd be that much of a need.
Yeah, and I suppose there's two ways of looking at that, and I would probably look at it from the point of view, isn't it wonderful that they're picking up the phone? you know, isn't it wonderful that people who need to reach out are actually reaching out? Because I think historically in Ireland, you know, stigma was very strong and people didn't know where to reach out to for help. And people were slow to reach out for help because there was so much stigma. Whereas now, even the very fact that we're having this conversation on the phone this morning, Carol, is helping people who are listening to know that it's okay. And it's okay not to feel okay. And it's also okay to reach out to people who can support you and help you and maybe guide you in a direction that would be even more helpful to you. So while it is very sad that there are so many people that need to reach out for help, I think the other side of that is, isn't it wonderful that they actually are reaching out for help and looking for the help that they need?
That's always the main part, is once people are willing to talk, like, because you know, people, like, sometimes some people like to talk to someone they know but they're afraid, and some people would rather talk to someone that they don't have to see, so it helps get her off and ease, kind of helps them kind of get better for the helps them kind of through the day and to maybe feel less depressed, and hopefully in the long run helps them. So
And we hear a lot of our callers saying that sometimes it's easier to talk to somebody they don't know, because there's, you know, the person that they're talking to doesn't know anything about this person's circumstances, and it might be easier for them to just be able to talk about how they're feeling without being worried about how the person that they're speaking to will be impacted. So if it was a loved one, to say they're telling a loved one how they're feeling, they might be worried that their loved one is going to be so worried about them now, or, you know, things like that. So I think it's fantastic that people are reaching out and are using the service. So like I say, what we want to be able to do is we want to be able to respond in full to that need and to that demand.
Indeed, yeah, it's always good. And especially in this day and age, like, it's good to have so many people coming forward and talking about it. Like, even again, if it's just a 5-minute quick phone call, you know that they're actually going
about it.
They're
getting some support. Yeah, they're getting some support.
So in regards to the volunteers, what do people need? Is there kind of some restrictions needed with the signing up? Like, is there age limit or certain things like that?
So we ask that people be over 23. And that's the only age limit, so over 23. No previous experience needed. No qualifications needed. We will provide the training. It's a very in-depth training, and we will provide the training. So what we're looking for is people who, like I say, are good listeners, who have empathy. And we're looking for them to commit to giving 3 hours of their time a week to AWARE. So our support line is on the site of our offices in Dublin City Centre, and they would be asked to come in to the line for 3 hours per week. Like I say, we will provide all the training. There's a highly supportive environment, and the volunteers support each other, and there's always staff available to support the volunteers in the event that they got a distressing call, even though they will have been very, very well equipped to deal with any call that will come on the line. So if any of your listeners out there were thinking of maybe doing some volunteering in 2020, we'd love to hear from you. If you think what you've heard from me today has resonated with you, we'd love to hear from you. And we would ask you to go onto our website, www.aware.ie. And if you follow our link for volunteering, registration is open at the moment. If you go onto our website, you'll see all the training dates that are planned for support line training. And it would be important that you would be able to attend them all, because, like I say, it's in-depth training, and the training, one training session leads to the next. So it's compounding the learning all the time. So anybody interested, aware.ie.
So that's aware.ie for anyone interested.
Yeah.
Listen, Bridget, thanks very much for taking a few minutes out of your day to talk to us about this. And hopefully this will help you, of course, raise awareness and get more people to help volunteers. Again,
and I think it's really important to say, if I could just say one more thing.
Sure.
It's really important to say that without our volunteers, provide a service. So we really value our volunteers, and the volunteers that are working with us do an amazing job, and we really, really value our volunteers. But without our volunteers, we couldn't provide this service.
And thanks very much for having a chat with us about this, Bridget. It's
Thank
always
you.
A, for
you,
a good cause.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.